Wasn't it ironic that as we were observing Holy Week and Easter 2005, Tara Schiavo's family was fighting for her life? It appears that the federal courts may now have determined which helpless people should be allowed to live and who should be killed. The decision to remove the feeding and hydration tubes was a decision to starve Terry and to let her die of thirst. In our day, nutrition and hydration by medical procedure is not an extraordinary means of care. A local radio station conducted a poll during the height of the judicial proceedings. Would you favor keeping the feeding tubes in Terry Schiavo, or would you let her die a natural death? Natural death? Starvation and dehydration are not natural causes of death. Later, the newscaster remarked that folks must not have understood the question. Apparently, he was surprised that 78% of the respondents said the tubes should remain. The newscaster couldn't understand why some folks objected to the way the question was framed. Other stories about this notorious case framed the issue in terms of a person's right to die. It seems to me the real issue is the right to live. Terry Schiavo's vital signs were positive. Who knows what might have been going on in her mind? Family members gave poignant descriptions of her vitality. Because she could not voice her own desires, she became a victim of an arbitrary decision. One often hears her kind of condition described as being a vegetative state. The language is prejudicial in that it demeans human life as if it degenerates to the state of a vegetable. The living being is still human despite the debilitated condition. Terry did not cease to be a human. Some people said if they were in her condition, they would not want to live. I don't think that hypothetical assertion is persuasive. We don't know what we might want in that condition, and besides, choosing to end our life is not an option. That kind of thinking finds itself on a slippery slope. How would one make the decision about the quality of life? At what point does the lack of quality justify destroying life as if it does? On a call-in radio show, one man had it right. He said that one can expect that the Schiavo decision of 2005 will have set in motion the possibility that for financial reasons, or because of inconvenience, or because of overcrowding of nursing homes, arbitrary decisions can be made to rid our society of the disabled elderly folks or other persons unable to care for themselves. In his landmark encyclical on the Gospel of Life, Pope John Paul II wrote, "The deliberate decision to deprive an innocent human being of his life is always morally evil and can never be licit either as an end in itself or as a means to a good end. It is in fact a grave act of disobedience to the moral law, and indeed to God himself, the author and guarantor of that law. It contradicts the fundamental virtues of justice and charity. Nothing and no one can in any way permit the killing of an innocent human being, whether a fetus or an embryo, an infant or an adult, an old person, or one suffering from an incurable disease, or a person who is dying. Furthermore, no one is permitted to ask for this act of killing, either for himself or herself, or for another person entrusted to his or her care, nor can he or she consent to it, either explicitly or implicitly. Nor can authority legitimately recommend or permit such an action." End of the Holy Father's quotation. Earlier in his encyclical on life, the Pope quoted another citation. It was from the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith on a document called The Gift of Life. He quotes, "Human life is sacred because from its beginning it involves the creative action of God, and it remains forever in a special relationship with the Creator, who is its sole end. God alone is the Lord of life, from its beginning until its end. No one can, in any circumstance, claim for himself the right to destroy directly an innocent human being." End of quotation. God himself is the Lord of life, all human life. Every human being is formed in God's image and likeness. That very fact means human life is given a sacred and inviolable character. It is not appropriate for judicial leaders or anyone else to take upon themselves the prerogative of the Creator of life. It is tragic that Terry Schiavo is neither the first nor the last victim of such arrogance.